Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, the latest from across the world of celebrity right now, courtesy of Life and Style Weekly. Of course, we check in with LNS each and every Friday. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe joining me from New York. Jordy, we'll start with One Direction. There's been this whole boy band boom with The Wanted and now One Direction, but apparently one of the guys from One Direction, and they're all relatively young, is dating somebody much, much older. What are the details on this?
17-year-old Harry Styles has actually fallen for British X Factor host Caroline Flack. And get this, she is 15 years older than him.
Is that something that's normal? I mean, I guess in celebrity, nothing's normal. But
exactly. What's normal these days?
Yeah.
But he even introduced her to his mother, and they were both in the same sort of social circle, so it just sort of worked out. But apparently, just like most teenage girls, she's been getting death threats.
It's interesting because these poor teenage girls, I mean, they're probably heartbroken right off the bat knowing that one of the kids is dating somebody, but then to find out that he's dating somebody 15 years his elder, that's probably like stomping on their hearts, right?
Absolutely. But apparently the two are still in touch, so we're going to have to see what happens with this odd couple.
We wish them the best of luck. And I'll tell you somebody else that I wish the best of luck to as well, Jordy, is Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, the newest power couple. What is the latest on these two?
You're calling them a power couple?
Yeah. Hey, listen, Kim's on your cover like every other week, and Kanye is one of the most influential artists of my generation. Yes.
I guess so. I guess that would constitute a power couple. Yeah, they have been out and about all over New York City. We caught up with them when they went to see Hunger Games on Wednesday, just like a typical normal date, and they were sharing popcorn, and he was being very loving towards her. And then last night, they were out all over the place. They went to Serafina and Cafeteria, which are both restaurants here in New York, and she was on the Today Show this morning, not really denying her little fling with Kanye.
You think they got the Mac Attack at Cafeteria or no?
I think so. You can't really, you can't resist that.
No, exactly. If you go there, you have to get that, of course. By the way, what's the over-under, Jordy, on days before Kanye West snaps on the paparazzi that's snapping him and Kim Kardashian?
Well, you know what? He seems to really be enjoying it right now, so I'm not sure.
Wow.
He's flying out today, but they were following all over the place, and he had a very big smile on his face.
Hey, good for him. Maybe he's a new changed man. We'll wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Justin Bieber, of course, just released his new single, Boyfriend, the first single from his forthcoming album, Believe. What else does the Biebs have going on, Jordy?
Well, he's absolutely celebrating the release of that single, and you know how he does it?
How?
By buying a $6 million mansion.
Wow.
Just like a typical 18-year-old. It's over 9,000 square feet. It's got a billiard room. It's got a pool. It's even got a movie theater, so he can bring Selena over for private movie dates.
So he doesn't have to rent out the Staples Center anymore.
No, not anymore.
We'll read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe, have a great holiday weekend.
You too.